Before I read the scripture today, there's a couple of things I want to say to you. The baptism for Alan Ball will not be next week, but it will be 2 weeks from today. It'll be the last Sunday of this month. I'm sorry that there was the wrong date up on the screens, but it'll be 2 weeks from today. We'll be baptizing Alan. So I hope that you'll be here to support him, help him, and encourage him as we all make a commitment to walk together. The second thing I wanted to mention was Guy said something about Zoom meeting is on Wednesday night. If you would like to attend those Zoom meetings when we do our spiritual conversation, and this week it's on Nehemiah, the 9th chapter, I just need your email address so that I can make sure you get a link to come to the meeting. Okay, so if you would like to come to that, send me an email this week. Here at the church, either send it to Jan or to myself, and I'll make sure your email address gets included when the, as Zoom calls it, when the invitation goes out. I've realized in the past couple of months that we've announced for over a year, if you would like an invitation to come to Wednesday night, that's what Zoom calls their links for coming to the meeting as an invitation. Okay, and you need that link to be part of the meeting. And we've been doing our spiritual conversations on Wednesday night for, gosh, over a year now through Zoom. So if you would like to attend that, like I said, just send me your email address. That way I can make sure that I have it spelled right. If you send it to me, that's much easier than you telling it to me as we leave today. And I have your email address to get it to you. We have a number of people that come, and it's quite an enjoyable time of talking about the scriptures and then having a conversation together about how we can live those scriptures. So if you'd like to be part of that, please just let me know. Today's scripture comes from Proverbs chapter 1, starting in verse 20 through 33. Listen to these words. Out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech. How long will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? Repent at my rebuke. Then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings. But since you refuse to listen when I call, and no one pays attention when I stretch out my hand, since you disregard all my advice and do not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock you when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you. Then they will call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me. Since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, since they would not accept my advice and spurned my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. The book of Proverbs is all about wisdom. Wisdom is not knowledge. Wisdom is not knowledge. Wisdom is knowing how to take knowledge and put it into action in our lives. That's what wisdom is. I have met throughout my ministry and throughout my years many folks who are very knowledgeable about a lot of different things. But some of them are not very wise. They know, and they can repeat the knowledge that they know. But they can't always apply that knowledge to their lives. And they can't always tell other people how to do that either. They're great at spouting out facts. They're great at telling truths. But it's not always knowing how the rubber meets the road that they're about. That's why the book of Proverbs is a very important book for us. I know most of the book of Proverbs is nothing but very short sentences that give us some ideas on how to apply knowledge to our lives. And that basically happens from chapter 10 in Proverbs through the end of the book, ending the book with the understanding of a lady who has great wisdom and knows how to apply it to taking care of her family. However, the first 9 chapters of the Book of Wisdom have this story about 2 different ladies. One I'm going to refer to as Lady Wisdom, and the other one is called Lady Folly. Lady Wisdom and Lady Folly. And the truth is that people follow one or two of these ladies every day of their lives. The stories seem a little bit far out for us, and we can't grab a hold of them. I just want to read the first 2 verses for you that I started with, because the first 2 verses are giving us a stage and they're giving us a narrative for what's happening and what's going on. And it says this: out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech. Lady Wisdom's speech goes from verse 22 through the end of this chapter. And she's speaking about what would happen if those who would follow her, but she also talks about what happens about those who don't. You see, Lady Wisdom stands in the public square calling out for people to listen. Calling out for people to listen. Lady Wisdom stands there and calls and says, "Will you pay attention to what I'm telling you? Will you take it in and think about it? Will you take it in and meditate about it? Will you take it in and try to understand?" Here's the sorry thing, though. Most have decided they can live by their own understanding and they do not need further insight. Most have decided that they can live by their own understanding. Look at the world and the case that the world is in right now. Isn't that what's happening? People say, "I don't need any help. This is the truth for me." You may have a truth for your life, but this is a truth for my life. I don't want to hear yours. I don't want your insight. I don't want your understanding. Yet Lady Wisdom calls out and says, "Will you listen?" I understand that it took me a number of years to really grab a hold of the concept that somebody else could help me. As a young adult, I knew what I needed to do. I knew what was right for me. And I didn't need anybody else's help. You see, I could come up with it all on my own. I can think. You're not going to tell me what to do. You're not going to tell me how to live my life. You see, I'm going to go through my life and I'm going to invent every invention over again. Instead of learning from someone else. That may work for you, but it might not work for me, so therefore I'm not even going to try it. Is that not how people are living their lives now? I don't need your insight. And they're particularly saying, I don't need the church, and I don't need God's insight. And I want to be so bold as to say, those who claim to be Christians, but never sit down with their Bible, are saying the same thing. I don't need the wisdom that's been recorded for centuries, that has been passed down and preserved by God. I don't need it. I think many Christians are even saying that nowadays. And how do I know this? There's a number of studies out there, and there's a number of polls out there that talk about even people who attend church don't read their Bible and don't think they need it. So I want to ask you first. Lady Wisdom's calling out to you. Come and learn from me. Come and know how to apply. Come and know how to live a life full of wisdom. Have you decided you don't need that extra step? Have you decided that the scriptures are an old story that can't fully teach you in this day and age? Now, as I say this next statement, I want to acknowledge to you, I am not a morning person. I am not a morning person. That doesn't mean I don't get up early, okay? That means I don't function the best when I get up. I'm not into conversation when I get up. I'm into finding the coffee pot. Amen. Thank you, brother. Somebody agrees with me. I'm into getting something to eat. That's not my best time of the day for processing things, thinking about things. It's just not. But I learned a long time ago to get up in the morning and to start my day without spending time with God and in God's Word was basically saying, God, I don't need you today. I got this. Now, I say all that because I know some of you are not morning people either. But I find that I have to get up in the morning and I have to get my vision and my understanding straight first thing by spending time with God. Okay, yes, after the cup of coffee, after something to eat. But then the very next thing is sitting down with God and sitting down with the scriptures. Because even in the morning, Lady Wisdom is calling out and saying, will you pay attention today? This morning I read the very last few verses of the letter of 2 Corinthians. Paul says to the Corinthians, with no qualifications, strive for full restoration. He doesn't define it any further. He doesn't say any more about it. He says, strive for full restoration. And as I read those words, they jumped off the page at me this morning. This is what I'm talking about. Lady Wisdom is calling out, are you paying attention? Are you listening? And Lady Wisdom this morning called out to me and said, strive for full restoration. And I sat there and pondered that for a while. What does that mean? And Lady Wisdom said to me, there's three areas, particularly, that you need to be working on restoration. Me. Restoration in your relationship with God. It's not as full as it needs to be. What will you do to restore that more? Restoration with the folks that are around you and that you meet and greet and talk to throughout the week. How will you restore a relationship with them? And the third thing that Lady Wisdom said to me as I pondered that just those few words, are you willing to restore your relationship with yourself? Stop downgrading yourself. Stop beating yourself up. With the power and the strength of God and through the Holy Spirit, you can live the life that God wants you to live. Will you stop beating yourself up and restore your own relationship with yourself? Will you forgive yourself? Will you let go of where you have fallen? This is what I'm talking about. Lady Wisdom's calling out, but so many folks have decided that they can live by their own understanding and they do not need further insight. I've come to the place that I know I need further insight. And I need to listen to what Lady Wisdom has to say. Because Lady Wisdom is willing and ready to pour out understanding that will guide people in the best way. Lady Wisdom is willing and ready to pour out understanding that will guide people in the best way. My underlying understanding of my relationship with God is this. God wants the very best for my life. Not good enough. Not okay. Not better than I am right now. God wants the very best for my life. Why would I not listen to Lady Wisdom to find out what that is? Because Lady Wisdom calls out in this passage and says, I'm standing here, I'm ready to tell you, I'm ready to help you, I'm ready to give you insight to know how to apply the things in Scripture that God wants to communicate to you. Will you listen? Lady Wisdom is only going to lead and guide you in the best possible way. Only. Now it will be your choice. Will you listen? Will you take it to heart? Will you apply it to your life? And will you live it? Will you? You don't need to go to any store to find a self-help book. You don't even need to go to the Christian bookstore to find a better book to how to understand the Bible. You only need to open your Bible and read it. And ask Lady Wisdom to give you insight and understanding, allowing God's Holy Spirit to work within your heart to help you understand. That's all you need to do. If you have a Bible, you don't need another book to figure out how to get life right. It's all right there. And what do I find? I find people always looking for that one more book. If I just had that one more book, I could get it. Well, I want to tell you, in my personal library, I have cycled through, I'm going to guess, and some of you are not going to say this is not true. You're going to say, oh, that's too much. Maybe my wife could verify it, but I'm going to guess that I have cycled through 10,000 books in my personal library. I don't have them all now. I've collected them through the years and I've given them away. I've collected them and I've sold them. I've collected them and handed them off to other people. And I keep coming back to just sitting down with the Bible. I've collected devotional books and used them. I've reached out to find new ways to understand Scripture through other writers. And I keep coming right back to sitting down with the Bible and listening to Lady Wisdom as I did this morning when she said to me, strive for full restoration. Four words. I didn't need a whole chapter somewhere. I didn't need a whole book. I didn't need another writer's understanding. Lady Wisdom said, strive for full restoration. Now here's the sad thing. Since people will not listen and heed Lady Wisdom, she will laugh and mock when disaster overtakes them. She will laugh and mock when disaster overtakes them. Lord, be with those that are going out on this call, whatever it might be, and whoever they're going to help. Guide them and direct them and bring people to full health. Thank you. One of the benefits of being right here next to the fire station and the rescue squad is when they go out, I always stop and pray for them. I hope when you hear a siren, you'll pray too. I thank the world of these guys next door. I know that in this town, there's been some hard feelings at times. But I always stop to pray for them. I don't know what they're going to go find right now. I hope you'll do the same for them. Since people will not listen and heed Lady Wisdom, she will laugh and mock when disaster overtakes them. You may read that scripture and you may say, how could she do that? It's because they've decided they didn't want to listen. It's because they decided they didn't want to ponder. It's because they decided, oh, I've got enough understanding and I don't need any more. Will you do the same? You see, Lady Wisdom's calling out to you too. Lady Wisdom says you have a book that will bring you everything you need. And yet you set it off to the side. I remember hearing a layperson one time speak about studying the Word of God and having the access to the Word of God. And talking about the Word of God being the bread for our life. And how we needed to eat that bread and how we needed to take that in. And then I heard this man stand there and make a commitment in front of others. He said, from now on, I will not eat a physical meal until I read from the bread of life first. Because that spiritual food is more important than the physical food. I wonder how many of us would be willing to make that commitment. I will eat my spiritual food first, and will only eat physical food after I've eaten my spiritual food. Lady Wisdom's calling out. And if we don't listen, Lady Wisdom says, I will laugh and I will mock you for not listening. Listen to the last two verses in chapter 1, verses 32 and 33. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease and without fear of harm. Whoever, those who listen and heed will live in safety, be at ease, and without fear of harm. Lady Wisdom calls out and says, will you listen? And says, I'm going to mock you, and I'm going to laugh at you if you don't. However, those who listen and heed, put into action, will live in safety, be at ease, and without fear of harm. Folks, I want to give you a testimony. If you're willing to sit down with God's Word, and you're willing to just read it, Lady Wisdom will tell you what it says. Will nudge you in such a way that you realize, here's where I need to stick and here's where I need to stay. Here's what I need to ponder and here's what I need to gather a deeper understanding about. Just as I shared with you from my time this morning. Four words. They're going to affect the rest of my day. Strive for full restoration. Did you sit down with God's Word before you came to church today? Did you listen to Lady Wisdom? Did you ponder what Lady Wisdom had to tell you? Is this the moment for you to better listen and heed to God's wisdom for life? Is this the moment for you to better listen and heed to God's wisdom for life? Remember, wisdom's not just knowing. Wisdom is knowing and acting, applying. As I continue to teach on Wednesday nights through the scriptures that we look at, just studying the scriptures to me means nothing if you don't apply it to your life. If you don't find an application to change who you are into the image of Christ, just studying scriptures for naught. It's like studying organic chemistry. For me, that's for naught. I understand that's the class that makes or breaks doctors. Is that right, Mike? Do you know? Yeah. There's so much that you gotta learn. And if you can't learn organic chemistry, you can't be a doctor. I'm going to tell you this. If you're not willing to sit down with the scriptures and let Lady Wisdom talk to you, and then apply it to your life, it's going to break you. So is this the moment that you need to better listen and heed to God's wisdom for life? Is this the moment? My prayer for you is that you don't walk out of here without any other decision but to say, from now on, I'm going to spend time just in God's Word. Not extra books, not other things, not the internet. I'm just going to spend some time in God's Word each and every day so that I can learn from Lady Wisdom. She's calling out. Will you listen? Or will you some other time hear her laugh? Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for the gift of your word. What great and wonderful things are there if we'll just spend time allowing the Holy Spirit to guide us and wisdom to show us how to make it part of our lives. May we not be like the people that we talk about who have decided to walk away from God and say that I do not need any more understanding. I've got enough and I can live my life to the fullest without you, God. And may we not do that in small ways by getting up and forgetting to spend time in your word and in prayer, in conversation with you. And then, Lord, draw us up as we read your word to just find the simple phrase that you want us to think about for the day. And that you want us to find ways to apply in our lives. Lord, please, help us to listen to Lady Wisdom, that we might never hear her mock or laugh at us because we failed to pay attention and apply to our lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.